Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Cannabis Talk 101 is where the world's number one source for everything cannabis with Blue and Joe Grande. We got so many great articles on our website, CannabisTalk101.com, with a link for you to go straight to the new magazine. Daniel, feel free to come up here and dance and hang out if you want. You're walking around.
Bring your ass.
So sexy. Make sure you give us a call anytime.
1-800-420-1980.
And go check out the IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at the number one, Christopher Wright. I'm at Joe Grande 52. Yes. And y'all know what time it is in here, right?
Time.
That's right. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, Oklahoma. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on Instagram, dime.industries. It's great, you guys. We got Daniel, Marcus, of course, Solar's up here. Goldie's in the building.
Hey.
Always hanging out with the Cannabis Talk 101 team. It's always fun for you guys to be joining me on the set as Blue is out looking at sprinklers or doing whatever the hell he's doing right now. I don't even know what it is. What did he say he was doing? Looking at sprinklers?
Sprinkling systems? Or something. He's sprinkling somebody.
What? Sprinkle me, man. Sprinkle me, man.
Yay.
I got a story, Solar, that I feel like you and I have been talking about for a while, and it has to do with the good old big city of the Big Apple, good old New York, New York.
New York is set
to double the number of licenses for the cannabis dispensaries across the state, right? Now, the New York Cannabis Control Board and the Office of Cannabis Management announced it'll increase the number of conditional adult-use retail dispensary licenses that'll be issued from the originally planned 150 to 300 licenses, which is good. Now, this effort was enhanced through the creation of the 200 million New York State Social Equity Cannabis Fund that was given to them.
Wow.
A public-private partnership providing renovation. Retail locations to the initial 150 licenses haven't been all out there yet. And when I hear this and think that, right? You know how many? Let's take a guess around the room. Diego, I hope you didn't look. How many locations do they have out there so far, Goldie? Out of the 150, 300, the licenses?
How many? Only because I know.
Okay, then.
Only because I know. I'm not going to say it.
Do you know, Diego? If you don't know, take a guess. I know Solar knows. Yeah. Oh, he probably so stoned he forgot, but.
No.
You remember?
Okay. Uncle Peter Sue, I remember, was on. He was telling
okay.
us. Yeah.
How many do they have out there, Diego? Mr. Chi-Town?
You said how many licenses?
They have 150, 300 licenses that they're giving out. They're about to double that. So let's say 600, but right now they have 150 right now. Fair to say. How many stores are open right now in New York?
Just from the last show, that from how many dispensaries?
I did say it last time, but I think I did say it when you were around me, yes.
Well, there's 20.
Marcus, do you know?
100 and
do you have a guess?
I believe you said it last show, so.
Do you? Okay, let's see if you both were paying attention.
2,200?
Are you guys all getting stoned last show? What?
So 2,200 were in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yes.
2,200 stores were in
Oklahoma.
How many are in New York? Goldie, can you help him?
Two.
Solar, can you help him?
Two that were open.
Two stores.
So yeah. I was right the first time when I said two, but two in New York.
Did you say two?
Two in New York.
How many, Solar?
Yes.
Two.
Wow.
Isn't it three? Didn't the third one?
The third one is opening up.
Yeah, okay. Two to three, yeah.
Two?
Good job, Goldie. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
I got one for you, Goldie and Joe. Do you guys remember the names of those shops?
You never said them. Stop.
But
that,
no,
Solar.
We said them on another podcast, though. I'll give them that. And I should be the one to know it. And I'm going to, you know what?
I'm not doing that.
That was, no, wait. I got one of them. Smacked. Remember?
No, that was you.
No, that was Smack in New York.
Was it Smack?
Smacked in New York. Can we get a Google? We got Google back there?
Yeah, we got anyhow,
just cameras and lights.
Bottom line, there's only three so far, but here's my concern about this, you know? As I say this, and as we look on IG, and you look up cannabis in New York, and you look at everything, Smack is one of them for sure. Good job, Salar. It is one of them. My big concern is that it's growing. You just want a free trip to the toilet.
But watch out, because whore.
Folks have so many of these pop-ups out there, you guys, in New York, right? And the thing that I say that concerns me is I play devil's advocate. So this is what I present to you guys. Would you, if you could, open up a store, try to get one of these equity licenses in New York, knowing, right, what's going on out there? Meaning, it's the wild, wild west. Three legal stores, two are open. You could buy cannabis right now damn near on any freaking block out there. And they're not doing anything about it. So now you spend X amount of dollars, call it a meal plus, to open up your store, get your license, do everything right. But right down the street, somebody's selling weed. And they don't have to pay anything to get their license, rent for the building, the electricity, security, none of that. But you do if you want to get a legal store.
You do it? Me, honestly, like, if we want to be, like, totally real, like, I would get the license, but I would use it in a different manner. Like, I wouldn't try to get a dispensary. I would come up with, like, a consumption lounge or...
So let me break down the consumption lounge, how it's not making you money. Consumption lounge aren't the moneymaker, dog. The dispensary is a moneymaker. I'm going in there to smoke
weed. Not in New York, it's not. Not when they're selling them like hot dogs on the street.
Because then, okay, what, you're going to charge to come into the smoke lounge? The smoke lounge is not the come up?
Yeah, like a club.
So and so I'm charging you $20 when you can buy, I could be selling you 10 eighths.
You cannot, you have to buy the weed there. So you can't go to the shop next door.
That's my point. The point is, these things sound cool, but they're not money makers. You're a money maker. Money makers aren't your lounges, folks. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but it's not a money maker for you. It's a nice thing to have. If you can think of something, you can sell food in there eventually. But then again, you can't have a liquor license in there.
Yeah, food would be where
it's
it would
just
be
it's just not popping. I think they're funding at the numbers yet. You got to spend millions of dollars on renovation and the ventilation.
So
and
what,
all that
what
shit.
Would you do, Joe?
Well, I mean,
would you? I mean, because I mean, we know it's, how it's me. Wild Wild West out there.
I would do it, and I'd be the rat calling the cops, going, "Can you please get these son of a bitches off my block?"
I think this is the first time.
Quit fucking letting them sell this shit around me because I'm trying to sell it legally. For
I think
sakes.
This is the time. We're at a time where
I mean, that's what happens here, dog, and that's what needs to happen in the whole world.
New York has watched California, and they've said, "Why would I make that?" It's a California mistake, right? Of like. If I'm reading history,
it's not happening in Colorado.
Let's skip that step.
It's not happening in Oklahoma.
Let's skip that step of me going through all that, realizing that doesn't work out. Governor promising this and that. No, I'm just gonna.
You guys, as crazy as it sounds, like, yes, I would do it as well. But you better believe I'm crying wolf. Like, come on, help me. Why? Because I'm trying to do this legally. I'm trying to do it right. And for me, as I present it to you guys. And don't get it twisted. It's how it was all started, and I get it. But in order to get to the promised land, folks, we can't allow it to happen like that anymore. It's unfortunate. Don't get it twisted. I know buddies that still sling. I get it. We know we all have somebody that you can buy weed from.
So where does it start, with the state or with the business owner?
It starts with the fucking cops that have to break it down. The state has to control it, right? We have to have law and order. And I think it's great for the patients that can get it everywhere. Pop open more stores. Only two are open, for God's sakes. So, I mean, at this point, it makes sense. But when you ask me, Goldie, I say, yes, I would. But I wouldn't necessarily open one up right away. I mean, I might. But then I'd be so mad around my neighborhoods if you're selling it. You got a pop-up tent. And, you know, why would you want to come to Joe Grande's dispensary when you can go pick it up from Diego's pop-up tent?
Why a pop-up tent?
Because that's what they have there, Diego.
No, like, literally. How it was described.
Like,
to
you
us,
think, not only described, really? I've seen it. I've seen it online. Go to Pop Brothers at Law Instagram page. You see them walking around.
Think about like a 10 by 10 tent that you pop up at a park to have a picnic. Just imagine you wake up in the morning, one of those on the
concrete. Sunday fruit market.
And not only that, Diego, you see like these jars we have, like these containers in the back, the black ones with the yellow tops. They have those out there, dog, full of weed. and you're just buying weed off cats.
So what is it called again? I'm going to look it up right now.
Just look up I don't know.
New York.
I wouldn't look that up.
Out of control.
Exactly. Yes. It's just, I mean, I'm not describing anything that people haven't seen online, and you see these things just popping up all over the place. I'm just saying it's a interesting fact that they're doubling them up. But when you say Solar, what they have to do, in my opinion, they have to crack down.
Take the legacy market in California. I mean, are they winning? When a company like Curaleaf decides, hey, we're pulling out of California because we can't compete with what we can't compete with, who wins
it's
there?
It's proof.
It's proof. Thank you.
It's proof. And in my opinion as well, I truly believe that market will always be there. Why? Because we could all grow a plant at home. So if we could all grow a plant at home and up to six of them legally, that means someone's going to be growing more. And that means someone's going to be having some stuff that's fire. And I'm going to have too much. There it is. You just see it now. You Googled, you found it. And I think it's going to be very hard. And we're still X amount of years away from New York being able to do something and keep it in check.
I think there's still going to be a heavy consumer aspect of it, too, because people do like the branding. They like the packaging. They like the lounges. They like the experience, the hospitality, the travel, the tourism.
But they don't like if you open a store, having a deal with another pop-up store that's just going to be right there going, oh.
And you can grow it on your own, too, as well. But it's the tomato versus, like, the culture behind the tomato. Maybe there's got to be tomato conferences, tomato after parties, tomato, you know, activations, tomato poker night, all that kind of stuff. You know
tomato,
what I mean?
So, tomato. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Check.
Break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Turn your typical into something special, folks. When it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website, loranoils.com. As you guys are sitting up here, I got another story to share with you guys. And just want your thoughts on how great and crazy, and I say crazy, crazy that the rest of the country isn't voting and making this happen. I know we have a vote going on in Oklahoma. Well, take a look at what Michigan's doing, folks. Michigan is pulling in tens of millions of dollars that have been doled out of the local government across Michigan as the result of what? The state's cannabis industry. As Fox 2 Detroit reports that the state sent out nearly $60 million to the counties and local governments, folks. This right here is what I'm talking about. Approximately $51,800 for every retail store and micro business that's handed out to the licensed out there. Now, when you hear these numbers and you realize that this is what's going on in the beautiful state of Michigan. It's like, why aren't every state just jumping on this?
I was going to say that one of my buddies, he told me that there's a lot of
this is your
great
neck of the woods.
Yeah, no, exactly. So there would be, it was about.
You're from Michigan?
No.
Chicago.
The Midwest. No, that's what I'm saying.
This is neck of the woods.
Yeah, they're so close.
No, my best friend went to Loyola Chicago, met his fiance. Now they live with their kid in Royal Oak, Michigan. LaRon Oils, who you just blasted right now, Lansing, Michigan. It's happening out there, guys.
What are you going to say, Jay?
But I believe it because my friend told me that the dispensaries out in Michigan are crazy. I was telling Marco earlier that there was a deal. There's so many deals. Even if you go in there and you have a student ID, they will give you a blunt for free because you're a student, which is great.
Hell yeah, no purchase, get the blunt
no purchase
free,
necessary.
I'm about to buy an eighth.
No purchase necessary.
No, you might have to get an eighth. You got to walk in and hand something away.
So
maybe,
some of the,
I don't know.
Take a cart, for instance. A 1 gram cart, you pay $100, you can get 10 of them. They're practically giving you drugs. The deals are unrealistic. I mean,
just want to correct you right now. They're giving you medicine. They're not giving you drugs.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm just saying that's a good deal for them. And it's a great way to get customers repetitive.
Absolutely.
Because if you're doing things
it's
like
incredible.
That, it's like, you know,
get their foot in the door first. And it's like, I like this place. I like the vibe. Fucking when I buy, I'm coming back here.
There's a whole table and they have all the bud that you can smell. And the workers there, they're so unbelievably helpful that even that there's a bunch of, I mean, every other corner.
I mean, you're incentivizing a positive culture, you know, and a positive product. So, I mean, I feel like, yeah, people are going to want to come back. It's just going to make the scene explode even more. Yeah.
What those bud tenders do, Diego, you're right, dude. It's all about that experience, that education that they provide.
Mm-hmm.
We love our bud tenders, man. So,
according to Fox 2 Detroit, only 30% of total adult use sales go to local governments, which isn't bad. I'm not complaining about that. But the other 70% going to schools and roads. You got to think Michigan's looking pretty at this point. When contributions from last year are paired next to the figures from 2021 and 2020, they show an industry that shows no signs of slowing down, folks. And this is the kind of thing we want to see across the country. These are the type of things that we want to see go down in Oklahoma. And these are the type of things we just want to see nationwide. Because when you see states making money like this, and you see the last figures from the Michigan Department of Treasury, which reported $198.4 million in revenue from the recreational pot last year, another $69.4 million will go to school-aid funds. Yes, that's nice for the schools, hurting a lot of these dispensaries and whatnot, but they're able to make it, and they're still being able to push it.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, like, what about the growers? What about, because of all this
they're
money,
selling it. They're making the money. They buy it from the
so their taxes aren't like ours. It's ridiculous.
They're not hit as hard over there. No.
They're not struggling.
Well, a 69.4.
The cultivation tax, you mean?
Well, I mean, I hear a lot of the cannabis companies, you know, talking about how hard it is in the cannabis.
Well, it's hard everywhere. Don't get it twisted, but they're not getting as hard as they are from California. California taxes are ridiculous more than everybody else. And a lot of who was it? What's his name from HGVC Growers?
Help Brian?
Brian Buckley. He was actually explaining to me how Michigan has it pretty good, like the way they're doing their taxes, the way they're doing these things. He literally was talking to some congressmen going, if we could follow things that Michigan are doing, we'll be off into a better place for everybody to make money. Because even look at this, $69.4 million is going to the transportation fund. In total, $1.8 billion in sales from cannabis last year. To put the context, there were $341 million in total sales in 2020. In 2021, the state reported $1.1 billion in sales. So $341 million in 2020. In 2021, $1.1 billion. So I went from the M to the B, folks.
Yeah, I heard that.
You feel me?
And here we are.
You know what's interesting is that I would think that Colorado would have this instead of Michigan.
Well, in my theories, and I don't know market-wise if Michigan is much bigger than Colorado because they're off mid over there, but I would think Michigan's got to be bigger with more population if they're making that much more money. That's what my dice roll thinks quickly in my head.
I only say that because Colorado was the first to legalize it. And
but
they were
population-wise,
the first to,
you don't got to realize that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Geographically, they don't have as many people, dog. That's the problem with Colorado. Yes, they did it, but like just like California. You just look at Los Angeles. We're like the size, you know, say, of half of Colorado.
One in ten people live in the United States live in California. I mean, that's 10%. That's
yeah, so when you just look at the population-wise, and that's why California just kills it so much, and that's why they're taxing everybody so much.
And that, go ahead, Joe.
And it's just a reason why you can do so much. And find out what the markets are in Michigan compared to Colorado, because you're right, that's a good point. But I just think, and what I've heard, and I don't know exactly how they're doing it all, breaking it down tax-wise and everything else, but look at these numbers. They're doing good. And I don't hear about them complaining so much out of Michigan. Not that I know 15-20 dispensaries like I do out here.
Yeah.
But, and you know, I don't know a lot of people that are pushing it in Michigan. Matter of fact, if you're out in Michigan and you are a licensed facility, please give me a call at 1-800-420-1980. And let's get you on to talk about this, because these numbers look great, and I'm not hearing people from Michigan complain so much. Once again, I don't know you that much to hear that. Yeah, but am I true with this?
I mean, we just talked to our friend that's building the cannery out there, right?
Edgar,
I mean,
Ramon Fields Cannery, oh, baby.
Yeah, and that, he's out of Michigan.
Muskegon, Michigan.
That's why he said he can do that big old whoop whoop out there. Because
he said the mayor was going to smoke a joint and drink a beer with him at that at Fields Cannery. It's just amazing, and I'm stoked for it. It's funny how the conversation is not only like, let's say you're interviewing the president. It's not your stance on cannabis legalization, but now it's, you know, graduated to what's your stance on cannabis tax. Where it goes past the legalization now, it's like, okay, we got you. Now what are you going to do about this, right?
And it makes sense, because it's like you want to be able to allow these companies to flourish, and you want them to be able to hire more people, and you want them to be able to pay their taxes, yes, but we got to treat these companies like a normal company. We can't treat them like they're making that much money hand over foot. You guys, if you're listening, thinking, but they do. Realistically, folks, look at this cannabis industry in California. They're hurting. Salar just pointed out, Curaleaf's pulling out of California. I mean, it's not a joke of like, no, it ain't like it, when you thought it was.
When those guys are hurting and their peers are hurting, it's a wake-up call, I think. It's a, hey, guys, we might have fucked this thing up.
And Glasshouse is a big one out here in California, folks. We're going to have the CEO on here soon. And, you know, I've talked to him personally, and it's not as great as it sounds. They had a profit, I believe, the last read. If not, he had to shut down or something. But he's scraping.
Yeah, you know, cannabis sales in California are actually decreasing for, like, the first time since it got legalized. It's because of all the tax. It's making the prices exorbitant. Like,
well, and of course, it's all the weed you're selling, not the bikers you're doing over there, too.
Yeah. Let's
look at
his
that,
name
Marcus.
Is Marcus, M-A-R-Q.
Yeah, it's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to come back. We got some more stories for you guys. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
The Bear Flag Group is your white label partners, you guys. They are known to be on time, accurate, and do quality co-packaging. They have been launching brands in California since 2015. At the Bear Flag Group, they do what they say they're going to do, and they do it on time. Go check them out online, bearflaggroup.com. And I want to thank everybody that makes everything happen around here. Jorge, Daniel, Diego, Caitlin, Chance, Becca, Micheles, Marcus, P-Funk, Jessica, Cam, Solar, sure. Ali, Cousin Ray, Goldie, Pitt, Mark Carnes, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, Erica, and Elvis. Was that a check because you were here when I said your name? Like, check, I'm here? Was that like the old school student check?
I thought you let that go. Yeah,
like, dude, that's why I giggled.
No way.
Because I was like, was that an old school teacher check? Like, I'm right
I
here.
That was going to go right over your head, bro.
Oh, come on, man. I'm so quick with it like that. For you to say that,
present.
You just took me back to elementary school.
Come on,
thank you,
bro.
Salar.
Yes.
I mean, that, you know what, boys, if you guys were creative like that, maybe you'd be on a little more often. You know what I mean? That, but they're just content after the show.
Oh, right. Hey, yeah, let me tell you the most controversial thing that happened an hour ago after we get off, guys.
Exactly.
This cannabis talk 101.
You guys, behind the scenes, you got to understand, I love busting balls. And if, you know, I started on Marcus earlier, and now he's just cringing in his seat, falling down, shorter and shorter. And then Diego does it. I'm making fun of him. Goldie and I start ripping him. He doesn't even understand how we're ripping him. Solar picks it up right away. And then, of course, as we're ripping him, Marcus says, that's not funny. I don't find it funny to make fun of Diego.
All right,
so you have some information you want to share. Maybe we can do it on the show then. Go ahead.
I do. So while during your conversation, I looked up the population.
Oh, so you wasn't listening to him.
No, not at all. But that's fine. Was listening because he did look up what I was talking about. So that's
nice.
Good. I don't mind
Let's
that.
Do
go
it.
Ahead.
So I looked up the population of Colorado, and at first it said 59 million.
That ain't Colorado.
It's Colombia. Okay. So I
you spell like
what else did you find out about Colombia?
So Colorado is 5.8 million.
Jeez.
California, I know what, 39.24 million.
A little bit more.
And yeah, because that's not, those are legal.
You got
you right.
So let me ask you this: what do you think my hometown of Illinois is?
Illinois, 5.30.
No, 35, 3 million.
You got 11 million.
No.
I would say, what, maybe like 8?
Wait, what? Hometown of Illinois? What's your hometown?
Well, like, I'm just talking about, like, Illinois
the
altogether.
State. The state.
Oh, no, the state of Illinois?
The state of Illinois.
Well, why don't you pull up Michigan that we were talking about?
It's called Geneva.
Geneva?
Yeah.
Your hometown.
I'm going to go 3 million.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, like, 3 or 4 million are in the city of Chicago.
Shit.
There's 12 million.
I thought
million
you said your area.
Illinois.
Boom.
Your city. The whole state.
I'm 2 for 2 today.
I didn't know you said the state. Okay,
two. It's guessing off. Game
I'm
shit.
I'm an idiot. Yeah, I can't pick. I can't win them all, guys. You know what I mean? I can't win them all.
What about Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan.
How about the story we're talking about?
You know, Mr.
Yeah,
what about where I'm from?
Wow,
I mean,
Marcus.
The story we're talking about. That net worth, you know, 60
Diego,
million.
Diego, congratulations. You know, you did it again.
But he told us where he's from, what they're pulling.
Yeah, wow.
I think there's about 10 million out there, if I'm not mistaken.
10 million.
Really?
Michigan?
In Michigan.
Really?
Yes.
What about in the city of Detroit?
Ooh.
4 million.
Okay.
Detroit? 4 million, you think? That big,
right?
Like,
oh,
you
nah,
like
Detroit
two,
is probably like 1.
2 million.
So like 2.
632,000.
Yeah.
I knew it was close to a million. I knew it was low, man.
Yeah, it ain't that, yeah.
Don't nobody
threw on
be
the
in
2.
Detroit.
I threw on more just thinking.
I was
trying to give Eminem some love. Detroit. Like, okay, y'all got some people
hey, look,
out there.
When the car factories left, everybody left. I'm just saying.
It was hurting. I'm just,
yeah, it's hurting.
Good year,
there,
not a good year
yeah,
there.
Not at all.
Not at all.
And have you seen their football team?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
The only thing they ever had good there was a running back way back when.
When they beat those Packers and they didn't let them go. As a Bears fan, that was a sight to see.
Were you working with us when Mr. Bear came here? Not Mike.
Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon?
No.
Were you here?
No.
You know, Jim McMahon was here not too long ago. We should call Jim
when?
For you. Just Jim McMahon's a good buddy of ours, dog. I got one of these. Jim's a good dude.
Oh, let's go.
So, look, I have a question, Diego.
Okay.
So, you looked up all the populations.
Uh-oh.
Now, what are the numbers in comparison to California and Michigan?
It's I'm good.
Because they have 10 million. We have
39 million.
Let's
say 40.
So let's say 40 million.
Or four times. You know?
Four times the size, and then you have Colorado at 5 million.
So I want to know which state that has legal marijuana for recreation.
So Michigan doubles Colorado, by the way. So if you look at these numbers right now, let me give you some. Let me go where you're going. Yeah. I got it. So from just hearing that top analytics grossing that he's given right now, well, I'm not talking top grossing. When we talked about why not Colorado and why not this and that, and I said population, to answer that question with more thought behind it, as you just gave these numbers, Colorado has half of what Michigan has population-wise on these quick numbers. Right, so now you're looking at why the 60 million, why this and that, and how they're making more money. And Diego was thinking, why don't they make more money out there in Colorado? Because they have half the people as Michigan. And when I said Michigan, I was thinking that was the bigger market anyways than Colorado.
You want to hear this?
Hold on, wait till we go to commercial break.
No, we're on the third break right now.
No, but he probably want to tell us when we're off air.
He definitely will, but go ahead and tell us now when we're on the air. Shalar gets it too. Yeah. Marcus is still confused. I don't get the joke.
California, Washington, and Illinois lead in cannabis tax collection.
Oh, of course. And you know why that is?
Because they don't want us to be happy.
No, because of the amount of people, population, that they're selling more cannabis because of that. Of course, the higher taxes in California, but you got to look at the bigger markets, right? That's why it's going to be crazy once it opens in New York, you guys. And that's why when it goes nuts out there, and that's why when we talked about it earlier, saying, would you open up a dispensary and all that? Yes, because it's going to pop out there. Why? Because there's so many people.
Oh, ridiculous. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what, when you have a lot of people, you have a lot of patience, you're going to be able to make a lot more money.
Joe, when you live in San Francisco, New York, Austin, the big, you know, those hubs,
big,
you're not going to the tents, guys. You're going to go to a med looking, you know, Apple looking shop, you know, that makes you feel comfortable. But Tensor's educated experience.
Not me. I'm going to Hayton Ashbury, fool. I'm getting I bought stuff off Hayton Ashbury back
so
in the day.
So have I. Hayton Ashbury and
you can
Beach.
Still go today and buy something off Hayton Ashbury. You can still go to the Mission District, walk, and get a bag of things.
Dolores Park, bro.
And go across the bridge. You can go to Berkeley, go on Telegraph. Yep. You can still get some shit on Telegraph and there.
Wow. Oh, yeah. One-stop shop. You get it done in 2 hours. I love the Bay, man.
Don't go to E14.
What is that?
I think it's interesting how those...
Where's the E14? Where's the E14?
In Oakland.
Oh, East 14th? Okay. I thought that's what you meant. I didn't know. East 14th was no joke. They don't call it East 14th no more. I think they call it Martin Luther King Boulevard now.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you said E14, that's what I was like. You talking East 14th there with that?
Yeah, I'm going back with y'all.
You went way back. Yeah. We used to go. What were you going to say, Marcus?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's interesting. You said it was Texas, California, and what, Illinois that were the top three leaders?
No, not Texas. California,
Washington, and
Washington.
Illinois.
Oh, Washington. All right, I don't know too much about Washington. California and Illinois make sense. I mean, those are two, like, huge growing states. My family's from Illinois, my grandma's side. So I've been out
Shout
there.
Out
it's
Illinois.
All farmland.
I'm puzzled by it too, to be honest with you, Marcus, going, wow, I didn't realize it was going to be that many people, especially because, like, you know, Michigan... I didn't realize it's popping that much with the money.
Yeah. Here's the thing that people in California don't realize about the Midwest is that
hold your tongue, youngster.
It is so boring. You guys have it all. You have it all at your fingertips. We're lucky to even look at some water. Maybe. We have Lake Michigan, but we have corn, maybe a couple Targets.
Some wheat.
Some weed.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. Personally, like, my wife's from Kansas, right? And I've been back there, and am, you know, I'm born and raised in San Jose Bay Area, and I came to LA, and I've always been a big city cat. So, you know, San Jose's 11th largest city in the nation, and this and that. So I've never lived in anything rural than, you know, freaking Monrovia. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the far Santa Clarita, which are still bigger cities than that in Orange County out here. But when you say that, Diego, personally, now that I'm a little older and I have kids, like, I feel like I'd love it. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to live. I wouldn't like that cold weather.
Right.
But I don't have a problem with slow back, don't have a bun. Like, okay, we're going on vacation.
Suburbia is cool, man. Yeah,
it ain't a bad thing. Like, that's why the Midwest is so loving it, because they raise their families out there. It's a beautiful thing. Like, I'm sure you came from a good family, I hope, at least.
I know that my mom definitely told me that. I forget the fact, but it was that
you're not a real
one
son?
Of the
sorry
that it was one of the
well, she's telling them now.
Out of America, the like the places that have the nicest people, like genuine good people, are people from the Midwest.
It's always been said that Southern hospitality.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, how is your family? You've said a lot of family from the Midwest too, right?
Yeah,
are they the good side? How about this? This is a perfect question for you, and this is a great anecdotal question. Would your family that's from the Midwest be considered the better side of the family? Because, like, how about this? For mine, like my mom's side, for instance, we got some relatives from the Fresno area. They're not considered the better side of that family sometimes because they're from Fresno.
Fresno.
Well, they are, but we know what I'm saying.
Well, tell me, you know where Fresno is, Diego?
Do I know where?
Yeah.
No. I just know.
Okay, so
Fresno's
like an armpit of California. It's like this Central Valley. It is. That's what it's considered. The Bulldogs. The Fresno State is over there. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You heard of Fresno State, I'm sure, right?
My favorite In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, the five when you go there. So for you, Marcus, would your family be considered that's the good family?
Honestly, no. I would say the family that's from California is actually a little bit better. It's all raza. It's all neighborhoods.
There are a lot of nice people out here. I will say, in Chicago, you get flipped off a lot when you're driving.
Oh, shut your fucking mouth,
douchebag!
But then again, I'm Chicago. I'm biased because as a Latino male, going to places that are predominantly, you know, white, where I would be a minority, it's a little bit of a culture shock. It's very weird out there. At least for someone like me, who's mixed, you know.
Where you're used to being the majority out here,
yeah, exactly.
And not getting looked at. Like, me too. When I went to Kansas, dog, it was like I felt like a big fat thumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and not only that, people knew I was coming to town. Like, oh, hey, Joe, my name.
Yeah, like getting looked at, like, right off the plane. Like, that's something I've never experienced in my life.
Yeah.
I was, like, with my friends at stores, but, I mean, you know.
Oh, no, that happens. That happened to me at that Wichita airport. Every time I fly in, they're like, oh, excuse me, sir, can you come over here and can you grab a broom?
Yeah. And I mean, that's not to say that, like, that side of the family
I've been pulled
cool,
aside.
Oh, you for sure, Salar. Excuse me.
I've held this up a couple times.
How do I say your name, please? You, sir, I can't pronounce your last name. At least mine's Lopez.
Hey, you know what, though? I mean, maybe as bud starts getting more legalized out there, we'll see if that starts to change a little bit.
It may loosen it up, you guys. Cannabis has a chance to do that. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you guys for joining us on the show today. If nobody else loves you,
we do. Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.